Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my good friends. Welcome again to our monthly show, Let's Talk About Family. I am your host, Dr. Amara and Onujiogu, Dr. Mother Love. Today, we will continue to expose those troubling comments and questions about marriage as seen on social media. We started doing this from the last episode. Please go and listen to the replay and catch the points we made there so far. It's interesting. There are so many more recent Facebook and the social media comments and posts about marriage that caught my eyes. Thanks to social media for providing a platform where people can vent and rant what's bothering them. Some of the posts are real issues and have legitimate, and they are legitimate concerns. And others seem to be out of the way but and troubling, but they are all flashing a red light, red flag about the future of marriage. The future of this institution we love so much, we call marriage. The future is very, very unstable, is unclear, is unpredictable, given all that is going on, people are talking. And these are young people who are supposed to be getting ready for family and marriage. They are ranting and venting about marriage. I don't know where that is coming from. No, I know where that is coming from. It's from their experiences, what they see around, what they see and hear around about what's going on in marriage, how many couples are fighting over something, or all kinds of stories about marriage. It's scary. So many of them are venting and ranting in social media, and we cannot overlook that. We cannot overlook that. So we are going to, that's why we are talking about it. I am just so fond of, I have passion. I'm passionate about marriage, not because it's something unique, but because I cared so much for marriage to a level that I had high expectations for marriage. But when you go into it, you'll be disappointed because what you expected is not what is real. So the real issue is, what are we expecting in marriage? What are we preparing our children about marriage? Are we raising their expectations so that once you get married, you're in heaven. No, we have to correct that now. Many of us were raised like that, and when we got into it, we saw that our partners or spouses are human beings. And as human beings, we are all not perfect. We have our own errors and mistakes and drawbacks. So nobody told me about that when I was being raised. I was raised that once you get married, you're great, you're done, you're in heaven. It's not true. So that's why I'm very passionate about what I'm doing now, opening my mouth and telling people, preparing people for the real life in marriage, and then pointing out some of these problems that we thought we didn't know they existed, or we overlooked, or we swept under the table, or under the rug. Now they are coming out. That's why I'm thanking social media for giving us the platform to bring all these things up and discuss them in earnest and be able to, you know, speak the truth in love. That's my passion. That's what I'm doing. Anytime I can't do it anymore, I'm done. But for now, please be patient and listen to me. So let me tell you about a few of the comments that really bothered me about marriage. The first one came from a young man. In the social media, he said, is marriage promoting or prohibiting true love? He went on to, you know, I had to summarize what he said. He wrote a long thing, but I summarized it, and I'm going to read what I summarized from what he said. He said, if love is a free and supreme, no, we are told that love is a free and supreme power within us that directs our best intentions and our best abilities towards others. Our best intentions and our best abilities towards others. That's what true love supposed to be. This power is not controlled by feelings or circumstances or prejudices or customs. We are free to love the person presented to us by God or by karma or by luck or whatever that presented it to you. But if we come across somebody, could be an enemy, a person who is designated as insignificant, or a person who apparently has nothing of interest to show or what to me, a person who insists on making himself or herself unpleasant to me, still, I am bound to love the person, truly. Yet, it is a great freedom to be in love, to love people. It means that freedom to be myself, uniquely, totally, and affirmatively with this other person. That may not be of what, but still I stick to the person because it's true love. So we are saying, that's what this guy is saying. He was trying to find out. He said to me, he now concluded by saying that, how does marriage meet these conditions of true love? Please share your thoughts, comments, and feedback about this subject matter. I am confused. Am I in love? Is that true love? Is marriage prohibiting or love? Please help me. Your comments. That is what this guy put in the Facebook about marriage, and it means a lot to me. My take on this could be this. Personally, if I think of what I was told about marriage when I was growing up, I would say that I'm disappointed, I'm deceived, I'm confused like this guy. So I also feel that different generations see marriage differently because of what is going on around them, their lives and their society at large. How my grandparents and their people and the people of their generation see marriage is different from what we see today as marriage, or even more different from what my kids and my grandkids will see about marriage in the future. So it depends on the time. Time is a major factor. So are we raising or lowering the bar about marriage? I do not know. I can't answer you. It all depends on the trending reality of the time you are in. Okay, so to this person, all I'll say is, true love is there, camouflaged in different ways, but it depends on you to bring it out the best you can. In other words, time affects the real expression of love. You are free to see it differently, but for me, this will do for now. Let's move on to other issues. Okay, that is my first take on the first question. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I really want feedback. This is interesting and it's very important to me. Okay, the next one is the next one I recorded is from a guy who says this. Listen very carefully and see what the person said. He said 90% of men cheat on their spouses. It is not our fault. It's not the man's fault. It is hereditary. It is passed down on us. It is passed on to us, even from the Bible. So, ladies, please endure with us. That's who we are. It's a comment from somebody who is planning to get married and is wondering whether already from this statement, already he has built-in cheating or infidelity in it already, is part of it. So he's looking for a woman who will tolerate him and see with him while he cheats. So from so many comments about how many comments I saw about let me see here, I saw about over 1,800 comments about this. The comments came from all over the world. a few of them said, one person, I think it's a lady that said, unbelievable. Another one said, no single shame in you. And another one said, when your wife leaves you because of cheating, you will understand the hereditary she has too. There's so many comments, but I am happy that many of the comments are against this kind of mentality, infidelity. You know, you guys know me. I have zero tolerance for infidelity. Unfortunately, it was surrounded. You know, I'm surrounded by it all over. So, but we have to keep moving. Okay. So I was relieved that most people did not agree with this comment, with this post. So if you plan to get married and inbuilt infidelity or cheating is in it, that's a big recipe for failure. So might as well change your mind now. So guys, do you agree with me? Is it true to allow men to cheat because it's in their nature? It came from the Bible. It's passed down on them. So many other things are passed down, but you have to use their own nature to control things. Whatever, I always talk about CID, conscience, integrity, and discipline. You must apply them to move on with marriage. And the third comment said, any woman that has a cheating husband is not worthy to be called a woman. A real woman has all it takes to keep any kind of man to herself. Can you guys believe this mentality? That even if a man, if a woman doesn't do her best to keep a man in the house to herself, she's not a woman. So this is one of the comments that make me wonder what marriage is all about, or what we think men are all about. You know, both of these two last posts I read have something in common. Both of them seem to protect the man, excuse the man, and then blame the woman for whatever the man does. One says it's hereditary, blame it on hereditary. And the other one said, if a woman can't keep the man in the house, it's her fault. She's not a real woman. So these are the comments that bother me about marriage, about the future of marriage. So what are we preparing these children for with this mentality? And these are the future potential husbands are posting this. So it is a cause for concern. We have to be able as a society to draw the line to what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. So we are going to keep talking about this and they make sure that we redirect some of the thinking people expose here. I don't know about you, but these things make me wonder why so much expectation is put on women. Woman leaves her family, changes her name, and comes into another family, and she's expected to also carry the burden of making sure that the man is in the house, doesn't go out. And if she happens not to have a child, or a male child, oh, that's her fault, even though it's a man that is responsible for a male child. There are things that bother me about our culture and about our society. I don't know if it is ignorance or what, but we have to have it changed. As we talk about this and keep talking about them, things will change. Because something bad doesn't last forever. After a while, things will change. People will open their eyes and see things. Okay? With this kind of thing going on, expecting the woman to be responsible for whatever the man is doing, can marriage sustain this kind of pressure? That's what I'm saying. At this stage, can women say, I'm not going to be bothered again. This is too much. I'm not saying that men are the cause of everything. I'm just talking in this case about infidelity. I'm not saying that some women don't cheat. We're talking about the issue. 90% of men, according to this person, 90% of men cheat. and they are being defended because it's their nature, is hereditary, and they can't help it. So this kind of comment is very confusing, gives the wrong message about marriage, and focuses on the negativity of marriage. There are so many wonderful things about marriage, so many good things about marriage. People are not looking at that. They're all looking at the negativity. That's why in my Facebook group, Positive Family Front, we are exercising positivity. I'm not asking you to ignore the bad things. Notice them, but focus on the positive so that the negative ones will just disappear, will be so minimal. Nobody will see them. But if we focus on the negativity, keep talking about the evils of marriage or what people are going through, the marriage situation is going to really end, collapse. And when we allow things that's not supposed to be become part of what is important in my then there's confusion. Don't get me talking. Let me talk another one. Well, I'm happy that most comments condemn this post too, that 96% of men cheat and that they are okay to cheat in their nature. Most people don't believe, even the men don't believe it. So,
okay, another comment
I saw is that it's from a woman too. This one is from a lady, a wife. And she said, I went through my husband's phone and I nearly passed out. That is, I nearly gave up the ghost. I nearly passed out. There are 3.8 comments that I saw in the Facebook about this. Some people wondered why she should even go to the husband's phone to check it. What was she checking for? Who gave her the right? And others supported her and said, well, she should. That's the husband. She should know what is going on. And somebody said,
oh, if he went to your own phone and checked on you, then you will accuse him of monitoring you. So why do you have to monitor him? So this kind of comment bothers me because in the first place, husband and wife supposed to be one. No secret. Don't hide anything from anybody. If you keep your phone and he comes to pick it up, why are you worried? What is? Are you hiding something? Also for the man, if the man left his phone and she picks it up, what is wrong? You can take even any of the phone. People can call in if you have nothing to hide. Anybody can talk to you while he's there.
I have a girlfriend of mine, my best girlfriend in high school and in primary school. She and her husband are so close that once you call, if I call her, he can pick up the phone. And I say, hello. And he'll say, oh, I say, oh, where's your wife? And then he'll say, oh, honey, come and take the phone. I say, wow, you guys use the same phone. He said, yeah, that they coded the same. That they're always using, there's nothing to hide. And that was very nice. And they're living happily, raising their children happily, raising professionals. And they're all embedded in God. Their faith is wonderful. So sometimes all these suspicions and all these problems come from the fact that we don't have strong faith and we don't know the difference between right and wrong, or that we are so selfish or self-centered and we are out to find problem with another person. Complain, complain, complain. That's what we are. So in other words, I'm just saying that is marriage helping us or is it hurting us? According to this first question, person that I talked about, is marriage promoting or prohibiting through love? These are the kind of things. So if this husband and wife are the same and they have nothing to worry about and nothing to spend, why is she looking into his phone? And why is he worried that she's looking into his phone? So it goes both ways. So whatever is going on there, there must be something. There must be some reason for why she's doing it. And the comments people are making depends on what they themselves believe in. And I'm happy, as I told you, I'm happy that social media is awesome for making it available for us to discuss all this and share the whole comments and expose the whole comments to the world. The globe is communicating. Everybody's communicating. In 20 or 30 years ago, this wouldn't be possible. But now we can. I can sit here and talk about everything, and somebody in China knows about it and responds to me. This is perfect. So please, it's okay for us to keep doing this. Keep doing this, and then let us keep going on to protect marriage. And somebody else said, okay, let me read one more. I don't know if we have time, but let me just get one more question. Let me get in one more question. And this person said, is marriage heaven or hell on earth? Is marriage heaven or hell on earth? This brings me back to the first question. If you live in a free world, if you are free in your life, freedom is so good. Any adult, somebody that has become an adult, the best taste of adulthood, the best enjoyment of adulthood is the fact that you are free to do what you think is right. That's freedom. If marriage prevents you from being who you are, if marriage prevents you from showing your true color and being yourself and speaking openly and feeling comfortable, then you are not free. Then marriage is prohibiting love. Marriage is not promoting love. But if you are who you are and you express it to your spouse, and your spouse is really best friend, best confidant, best support system, best protector, best provider. I mean, the woman can be the same thing. She can be the provider. It's the women are wired to have insight in certain things. It's all about family and relationship matters. So, if a man is lucky to get a woman with good insight, he is blessed, because that insight will bring out things many men look. Men are wired differently, so they think differently, and women think differently. If a man gets a wife that has wisdom, understanding, she will be able to help the man focus on the right things, especially in the family matters. So some men are not their professionals and focus on their jobs until it gets late. But if you listen, if a man listens to the wife, who is a wise woman that has respect and love and sincerity, that man is, the sky is his limit. You remember when they say that behind every successful man there's a woman? I can also add that behind this successful man must be willing to listen and mellow down his ego and listen to the wife God gave him. If she is good. On the other hand, if she is a source of trouble, the troublemaker, making the home hell instead of heaven, then that's a problem. That's what we're talking about. So in other words, we are just saying, is marriage heaven or hell on earth? I would say that marriage can be either, depending on how the couple, the parties are involved. If the relationship is important to you, and you want to invest in it, then it's heaven on earth. You see a partner who is willing to work with you. You guys have similar concepts. You can be individuals, but you have similar concepts. You have what I call, use this guiding light, the CID, conscience, integrity, and discipline. If each of you has these virtues and apply them directly, nobody will have problems. It becomes heaven on the other hand. You are selfish, self-centered, and shallow-minded, then marriage can be hell on earth. So this person that posted this, marriage can be either heaven on hell or hell on earth, depending on how both of you are committed to it. If a man listens to, if a woman comes into a family with trouble, she doesn't want to see her in-laws, her father-in-law, mother-in-law. She wants her mother-in-law to die before she comes in, then that's hell on earth. But and if he doesn't want to see his in-laws, just pay the bride price or whatever, and you own the woman, that is hell on earth. So it depends on how we look at it. We will continue to expose all these comments to be able to understand marriage better. it is important for, you know, experience is a very good teacher. I wouldn't be talking to you like this with authority and with certainty if I didn't have the experience. Now that I have the experience, I can't go back to those days. All I can do is impact my knowledge or my experience on the future generation so that their own marriage will even be better than mine and my own generation. So once the future is better than our own now, we have achieved something. So my goal in this program is to keep talking about marriage and family matters and relationship matters so that we can redirect younger people and expel their fears about marriage so that they can venture in. There are good things about marriage, about family. Young people, don't run away from it. Don't run away from it. Continue to involve yourself and evolve, develop yourself, and trust God. Have your faith part as part of it. And believe me, marriage is very interesting. We keep continuing the next time, next month, as this is my monthly program about Good Friday. I call it First Friday program. And every first Friday of the month, we talk about this. And we talk about this. We talk about this and they focus, refresh ourselves and focus on good things. So, my dear, thank you for listening. Join me next month and let's keep talking about, let's keep exposing this this marriage ranting, this ranting and venting about marriage. A few more times, then we go back to our topics. Thank you for listening. Check me up. Go for the replays and be able to give me comments and reply. And it's important to keep talking. I'm not going to be talking alone. You guys have to help me. Give me feedback. Let's talk about family. Let's talk about life. Marriage is interesting. Please give me comments and resolve to strengthen your marriage and love God and love yourself and love your family. Thank you for listening. Listen to me. Listen to me next month. And for the meantime, just check me up in my website, drmotherlove.com, amarakias@wordpress.com. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend and God bless you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.